This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coach Kerr time, so let's do it. Presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great. Who knew basketball was this easy, huh?
Yeah, things have changed for sure.
I mean, how would you put things have changed into further words? Because I'm sure this goes beyond the X's and O's.
Well, I think it starts with the X's and O's, not in terms of schemes, but just in terms of, great players making the game easier on everybody else. And that's what Jimmy is doing right now. He's simplifying the game for everybody, and he's getting us easier shots, and our defense has been really good. And as a result, we've got more confidence, more momentum. It feels right. It feels like things are clicking.
What has surprised you the most about seeing Jimmy and coaching him and getting to know him? Because you mentioned earlier how you had never met him. What's the one thing that's kind of struck you about Jimmy Butler?
Well, I think you have to really see him every day to appreciate his game, because he's not your traditional superstar who's lighting it up from three or wowing you with highlights. It's really just the efficiency of his game. He's incredibly sound fundamentally. He's a great passer. He understands how to get to the foul line. He's really, really strong. And so he gets people to have to guard him, and then it just creates a lot of opportunities for, not for himself, but also for his teammates. I love his passing. I just feel like every time he puts the ball on the floor and pivots and makes a pass, it's not spectacular, but it just makes the game flow. And that's exactly what this team needs. We've always been at our best with high IQ guys, around Steph and Draymond. And that's what I'm seeing with Jimmy.
Coach Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs. Steve, I wonder about this, because you guys loved Andrew Wiggins so much. That experience obviously bared a lot of fruit. But his personality seems a little bit more beta, obviously, especially when compared to Jimmy. So I wonder sort of how you look at that now, about sort of like losing a that kind of personality and injecting an alpha into the room, and how that may have helped.
I don't really like to compare Wiggs and Jimmy. I think the whole thing is really circumstantial. Wiggs was fantastic. Obviously, it was one of the keys to the 22 championship. Played such a big role on our team. But our team has changed and shifted. And, you could tell before the trade that we just weren't quite getting anywhere. We were kind of treading water, right around 500 all year. And so I think the timing was right more than anything for Jimmy to come in here. He's a very different player from Wiggs. And both guys are amazing competitors, teammates, all-around players, the size, the athleticism, the versatility. But it's a different feel with Jimmy. He's a different kind of player. And I think where we are right now compared to a few years ago, we needed this kind of player, and that's why we made the deal.
I'm particularly struck by what he's meant or seemingly meant to Moses Moody and Brandon Podziemski. Can you put into words how much their game has been elevated because of Jimmy Butler's presence?
Well, I think part of it was that it was a 4-for-1 trade, and so it really clarified roles and rotation, kind of who our top 7 or 8 guys are. I think that was, frankly, very cloudy for most of the year, where we had a lot of depth, incredible depth, but not much separation. And I think we have more separation now. We know kind of who our top 7 or 8 guys are, and then we've got really good role players behind that group. And Moses and BP are part of our top 7 or 8, clearly, both starting now. And both are much better playing with Jimmy because Jimmy makes them so much better, makes everybody get better. He makes the game easier. So it's been fun to watch both BP and Moses really, really blossom here the last couple of weeks.
Steve, maybe this is just a random stat, but you guys are 9-0 when Moses Moody starts. Is there something to that?
Well, we're 9-0 when he starts. We're also something like 15-1 when Buddy gets about 18 or 19 points or more. There are certain markers that you look at, I feel right now like the way BP and Moses are playing. If those two and Buddy can give us that secondary scoring that we need after Steph and Jimmy, we're going to be tough to beat. And so it's really nice just seeing them blossom and seeing all three of them in good, comfortable roles. Buddy has settled into the 6-man role really well. And I think Moses is a great fit next to our other 4 starters because all 4 of those guys are playmakers. And he's able to kind of camp on the perimeter and take his open looks, play hard like he always does, compete defensively. So I've enjoyed watching Moses play the last couple weeks. He's really coming around.
Coach, there are things in the Western Conference that have twisted your way a little bit, and you're already starting to fire up the standings. You've stated that the goal is the 6th seed. Is it still, or has the goal maybe now gone even higher?
No, I think the goal is 6. Obviously, we'll go as high as we can. We just want to win games and see what happens. But I think the goal is 6, just so we get out of the play-in. We don't want to mess around with that. We've been in it twice. We have not advanced either time. You just don't want to leave anything up to chance. So whether we're 6 or even higher, doesn't matter to me as long as we try to get out of that play, and that would be ideal.
Only 16.5 back of OKC, and you do have the tiebreaker over them, Coach. Just
there we go.
All right, while we're talking like this, you've won 5 of 6. Just want to keep you in mind with the math. I know you're big on 3-man combinations, and you've got me thinking about that as well. When you look at Jimmy Butler and you look through 6 games, who are the 2 players outside of Steph and Draymond, obviously, but who does he thrive with on your team in those combos?
Well, I'm going to mention Draymond because the Jimmy, BP, Draymond trio has been amazing, like off the charts defensively. And so we're trying to put those guys together as often as possible. Obviously, they start, but biggest thing for me is the 3 of them together when Steph goes to the bench. They have been really, really effective, and it's a good combination. 3 smart, tough, high IQ guys together, and that's been really fun to watch that group play.
Steve, what is the update on how Jonathan Kuminga has looked in practice, and is there any more of a window into what you might be doing with him on this upcoming road trip?
Well, he scrimmaged today for the second time, but the first one was just half court. Today was his first full court scrimmage, and he looked good. He's moving well. His conditioning is coming. I mean, he's done a lot of hard work to try to stay in shape, but there's nothing like playing full court. So he needs more of those scrimmages. Unfortunately, we don't really have any scrimmage time with our regulars coming up with all the games we have. So JK will go on the trip with us, and we will have scrimmages involving coaches and some of the younger guys who don't play as much. We'll get JK as much time as he needs, and whenever he's ready, he's ready. But he looked good today, came out of it pretty well. I talked to him afterwards, and he was feeling good. Everything's coming along as we had hoped so far.
When he does come back, would you anticipate slotting him mainly at the four? And if so, what does that do to Moses Moody and what he's been able to do at that spot?
Yeah, it's just too hard to try to predict, where we'll be, once JK comes back. And, I love the starting group right now. We're in a good groove. Hopefully we're healthy when JK comes back. We don't have any other injuries or anything. But, until that time comes, I don't spend a whole lot of time, worrying about, how we're going to play it, who's coming off the bench, all that stuff. We just got to keep going one game at a time.
Steve, I made the comment, and this is just as a fan and an observer, but I made the comment earlier that the non-Steph minutes haven't felt this confident maybe even since Kevin Durant left. Is that an overstatement, or how are you feeling about those minutes right now with Jimmy out there?
Well, I wouldn't undersell Chris Paul last year. I mean, when we had Chris, that was the most confident I ever felt.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A playoff team. When we had Kevin Durant and we were loaded and we were winning championships, we found ways to survive those minutes, and we did it with defense. We'd have Clay and Draymond out there, David West, you know, guys like that, and we would grind games out. But this is probably the best I've felt in terms of our ability to put a really good two-way lineup on the floor, you know, when Steph is off, because Jimmy has that kind of an impact at both ends, where you feel like you can get stops, but you can also get to the line and slow the game down if you need to. And he's through six games, Jimmy has made a dramatic impact in that regard.
And offensively, Coach, he's only turned it over six times in those six games. What is it about the way he approaches offense that makes it so you guys don't just give the ball up very often when he's out there?
Well, he's an old school player in that he understands the value of the ball. He understands footwork. We always use this expression, play off 2 feet, which means, you're making jump stops and pivots, kind of old school. 2 feet, and he never gets in a rush. He plays at his own pace. So because he takes care of the ball so well, because he gets to the line, the game is just much more under control. We don't give up the easy stuff at the other end in transition. We set up our defense every time he goes to the free throw line and the other team has to play in the half court. He gets us easy baskets in the paint that we weren't getting before. So it's the total package with Jimmy that impacts the game, not in a spectacular way, but in an incredibly efficient way.
Steve Kerr, head coach, Dubs with us. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, as he is every single week. Hey, Steve, what did you think of the Andre Iguodala ceremony yesterday?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. I thought organizationally, I was very proud of our business operations, the way they put together the afternoon. I thought it was perfect to do on a 12:30 game because all of the fans seemingly stuck around. You know, nobody was dying to get home and get to sleep. So it was a beautiful ceremony, a lot of great tributes on video. And then, of course, seeing Andre and his family there. And I thought his words were perfect. I thought Andre hit all the right notes. He thanked so many people behind the scenes, which was just awesome because they deserve it. And I loved what he said about the organization, about how many good people we have with the Warriors. And I 100% agree with that. This is as good a group of people as you can find in sports. And every person that our players run into every single day is so committed to winning, so committed to high quality service and dignity. It's really a wonderful group of people, and I'm thrilled that Andre pointed that out in his speech. But it was a great day for the organization, for sure.
Steve, it was. I mean, Bob Myers was hilarious, kind of talking about your decision to bring Iguodala off the bench, and when you presented that to them, they kind of thought you were crazy, and they were questioning hiring you. Like, can you take us back to those conversations and that decision and what kind of led you there?
Well, watching tape of the team over the summer, it just jumped out at me that we needed to solidify the second unit, and that Andre was such a connector as a player, just such a dynamic player, much like Jimmy, in terms of being fundamentally sound but athletic and able to make an impact on teammates, make teammates better. And so it jumped off the screen to me that, Harrison Barnes should start. He'll be better off with starters. And then we solidify the bench with Andre. And it seemed like the right time to do it. But I don't know. I was a little nervous about it just because Andre had never come off the bench. And as I mentioned in my words, I felt better about things because of our connection to Coach Olson at U of A and our shared experience learning the game under him. We shared a vision for how the game is supposed to be played. And I think I have tried to appeal to Andre in that regard. And I think that helped. And I think, he told me later it was the right time in his career to do that too, and I think that's a big part of things, circumstantially with teams where timing is everything. And he was really ready to win at a high level. And he wanted to do, you know, anything possible to win. And he understood that that was the sacrifice to make.
Does that experience make it easier for you to have a conversation if it's Jonathan Kuminga or if it's somebody else that you have to approach? And if they want to start and you think it's in the best interest for them to come off the bench, does the muscle memory of having done it with somebody like Andre make it easier for you to have these conversations?
Yeah, I can always use Andre as an example. You know, here's a guy who'd been an all-star and had never come off the bench his entire career, and he willingly did it, and we won the championship, and he was finals MVP. I mean, it's a storybook ending, and validation that when you really do commit to the team and you sacrifice, that it's not just good for the team, but it can be great individually too. And so I have used that as an example. I've used Andre as an example to our younger players. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, having him around over the years, even at the tail end of his career, to mentor our younger guys was huge. So yeah, his impact on this organization was profound, and that's why we retired his jersey, obviously.
And also, speaking of that season and the 2015 championship, those guys are being honored in tomorrow night's game when you guys host Charlotte. When you look back on that specific championship, what really stands out to you?
I think just how unexpected it was. You know, we knew we had a really good, young, talented team, but normally in the NBA, you've got to go through a lot of pain before you win that championship. And, you know, I think we knew we had a shot, but when it happened, it almost felt surreal, like we had skipped a couple of steps. And it was an amazing feeling to see all those young guys, you know, celebrating on the floor in Cleveland and to realize what we had accomplished. I'll never forget that season and that team. It was an amazing group of guys.
Even when you go 67-15 in the regular year, did you still have some doubts that you could go out there and get the 16 needed in the postseason?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, you're terrified at that point when you have such a great season and you realize, you know, you have a shot. You're just thinking about all the things that could go wrong. I remember that year, Oklahoma City had struggled, and Kevin Durant missed much of the year, and he was coming back late in the season, and it was looking like they were going to be the eighth seed. And all I could think about was, we're going to win 67 games. We're going to have to play against Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. This is not fair. And I just remember being really scared that, man, I just hope we don't get injured. I hope we don't get the wrong matchup, whatever it is. And but that's all part of it. You know, it's you got to win four rounds. And I always tell the guys, there's a reason you pour champagne on each other at the end. It's really hard, no matter how you slice it. And I was thrilled, but also very relieved when we got through.
Well, Coach, as Andre said yesterday, none of this happens without Steph. And I wonder what your observations are with regard to him right now. I think to a lot of us, these games suddenly, they certainly feel like meaningful basketball. He looks like there's a new life, rejuvenated, maybe a weight off of his shoulders, the joy, the fire. Like, I mean, it's all always been there, but it really feels boosted. What do you see in him right now?
Yeah, I see the same thing. And I think he has expressed that many times to the media. He just wants to play meaningful basketball. And I love that. I think it's a great phrase because it's humble. But it's also hopeful, and he's basically telling everybody that, you know, give us a chance. If we have a shot, and we're going to make the most of it. And I think the trade has given us a chance, and Steph feels that, our fans feel it. We needed a shakeup. It was the right deal at the right time. Jimmy just happened to be available, and Mike Dunleavy did a great job of making it happen. So yeah, we're in a good place, but a lot of stuff has to happen for us. We got to stay healthy. You know, we've got to win some games and put ourselves in good position. And we like where we're heading, but not getting ahead of ourselves either.
Yeah, for sure. Are you scoreboard watching yet, or is it too early?
Every day.
Okay. All right. The Clippers are down 2 at half in Detroit, just so you know.
Oh, trust me. I've been watching.
Okay, you know. All right, Coach.
Multitasking.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always.
Sounds great. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah,
right,
you too, Steve.
There he goes. That's Steve Kerr. He coaches the Warriors.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.